Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks and Ike Reese, Mr. Reese.
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
Well, Ike, I feel like the pandemic is officially over. We don't have to wear masks in our office anymore, and tasty cakes are back.
Yeah, it's over. That's for damn sure around here. I mean, it's almost like it didn't exist a week ago.
It's unbelievable. We haven't had tasty cakes in it since when? Last March was the last time it got stocked.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, those tasty cakes that were left didn't last very long.
Yeah.
We haven't,
won't either.
Yeah, I heard Mitchie Poo this morning took a box home with him after when he was leaving.
Come on, Mitch.
Why? There's still a lot. So Jack's going to put on 4 or 5 pounds easy. Just
bang!
The
rest of
the- And Jack has a haircut?
Oh, looks good.
He looks presentable?
Looks good.
The haircut? Oh,
listen,
your stylist?
Proud of you, kid.
I'm walking around these offices. There's big bosses here. You know, it's time to show up and be a man.
Yeah, it looks good, man. Look at him.
It's unbelievable. What gives, Jack? Why are you looking presentable all of a sudden?
Oh, listen, it was getting too long. I don't like having long hair. I messed up my hair appointment. Thought it was last Tuesday. It turns out it was this Tuesday, so I had to go an extra week.
You make an appointment for that?
Sure do, pal.
They have appointments at the hair cuttery?
Yeah.
Or you go to Sport Clips, right?
That's a good place. I'm a hair cuttery guy.
Okay. Well, I like Sport Clips. You can watch Sports Center while they.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they have a TV.
Are you getting haircuts yet, given your situation?
No, I haven't had a haircut, and I'm having a haircut next week. Next Wednesday, because I have some weddings coming up, so I need to...
Wedding season.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. just got to take off work for one of them. Obviously, you have to give a gift. Awesome.
Yes.
This is what I'm looking forward to doing.
Well, that's why you got invited. You make the big bucks.
Well, here's the thing. They were also at my wedding, which means now like we're going back and asking, well, how much did they give us? Because you have to at least... Like my cousin Laura's getting married and she's younger, so I'm gonna do better than what she. I don't even remember what she gave us. She didn't have to give us anything, but Laura's gonna get something nice. But anyway, last night, I don't know. Last night the Phillies, right? And this is a conversation that we had. Like, awesome, they swept the Yankees too. They won three series in a row. Yeah, they beat the Yankees twice. But then you know you're going out to the West Coast to face the Dodgers and then the Giants. Well. They lost the first two games of the series, and it hasn't been embarrassing or anything like that. Like they've had leads. They've just, like, Dodgers are a better team. They're home.
Yeah.
Right? So it was nothing that was embarrassing, but Bryce Harper leaves the game last night. You know, now you have batting, was it cleanup or third last night? You have to have a bench player come in for Bryce Harper. I guess it was Torres that...
Yeah, Torres is batting cleanup.
Yes, Torres is batting cleanup. That's a problem.
That is a problem.
Right. So... Bryce has had a pretty good year. His numbers aren't bad considering he's missed a decent amount of time with the getting hit with the pitch and the shoulder and the wrist and now the back again. So he had the same lower back injury last year. When he finally went on the injured list, he had been dealing with it for like a month or something like that. And I don't think it takes a rocket science to pinpoint and to trace where this back injury goes to. He swings violently. Look at his swing. He's swinging Matt Stairs. I'm swinging as hard as I can every time to go up there. It's a violent swing. So here's where I am with Bryce Harper right now. And I like Bryce. And I'm not going to go back and say, oh, they should take back the contract. I wish they didn't do it. But I'll tell you this. Something's got to change with this dude. Right? Because he's getting older. He's not getting younger. These are supposed to be his prime years. He's 28 years old. If he's having problems staying healthy now, what does that mean for the future? He signed through 2031, Ike. Mm-hmm. Right? So we know he signed for another decade.
He's committed.
He is committed. So I'm committed to having Bryce realize, like, hey, man, listen, you got to tone it down a little bit. The swing's got to change a little bit. When you're sitting 2-0 and you know a fastball's coming and you want to swing like that, awesome, great, go for it. You can't do it every time you're up there. To try to take an extra base and diving head first and doing the Pete Rose stuff, and like it was a player over the weekend where he tugged from first base to second. He should have been thrown out, diving head first in there. He can't play like this if he's going to continue to be injured. Mm-hmm. So he's got to chill out, and he's got to change some things about him. By the way, he hasn't made an all-star team. He's not going to make an all-star team this year. So it's not like you look at what he's done and you'd be like, yeah, but look how great he is. No, he really hasn't been that great. Time to change your approach, Bryce. So, you know, this is the anti-LTBB. Don't let the Bronco buck. Bryce, yeah. Chill out.
Yeah, we're not going to go down that road. But the fact of the matter is he plays the way that he plays. That's just the fact of the matter. And this is what you knew you signed up for when you got him, to ask him to all of a sudden change how he plays the game of baseball. Well, you're asking for a different player. And I don't know if that's going to get you better results. And you would almost have to show me that in order for me to stay committed to him playing a different way. I would imagine you would have to show him that in order for him to stay committed to playing a different way than what he has played his entire life. This is a child prodigy. This yep. dude's cover of Sports Illustrated. He's the next LeBron, the next chosen one. Like, that's not going to, like, a guy with that type of, I don't know, expectation placed on them, and for him to have the type of success he's had this early in his career, before he even hits the age of 30, from an individual standpoint, he's already won an MVP. He signed at the time one of the largest contracts in baseball history, right? These are the things he's done that allowed him to accomplish those things. He's not going to change that now. And can he do some things differently at times? Sure you can. You want all players to adjust in the moment to certain situations. They got the shift on over here. Yeah, I don't mind if you poke one the other way. He does that from time to time. Hell, he's even laid down bunts and had people scratching their heads in the past when he's tried to beat the shift. So we know that he's willing to do that thing, but it's not something he's comfortable with, so it's not going to be sustainable for him. The back injury, listen, I can't sit here and tell you that I'm happy that the guy has another injury, minor injury. I don't know what to tell you. All I know is I like watching Bryce Harper play the game the way that he plays the game. That's what I do like. I like him playing the game the way that he plays the game. And you got to be careful when you start asking guys to change how they do things. That's something that's done made them that comfortable their entire life. Not only can you affect his production from a approach at the plate and out there in the field, you can also affect how he views you. Meaning, whomever is pushing that,
right?
Now you're talking about a star player that may not be all that happy.
Yeah, I would say this with Bryce, and I get it. This is just the way that he's wired to play baseball. And by the way, we love it. We love players that play like this. We love the head first dives in the second base. The all out
play.
Like
you don't sound like you love it.
But you know what, Ike? I like to see him play. And right now, I think what you're seeing is a preview of what you're going to get with Bryce Harper. Again, this isn't just some freak injury where it's like, oh, you know, he hurt his hamstring or he hurt his shoulder or whatever. This is a similar injury to what he had last year. And it was more than just he took a swing, he hurt his back, and he was out for a week and then he came back. No, like he tried to play through it for a month before they put him on the injured list. Again, this year, right? Like trying to play through the forearm stuff, trying to play through the shoulder stuff, trying to play through the back stuff.
That's what we want him to do.
But you have to pick and choose your spots as you get older. And Bryce Harper, maybe in baseball years, is 28, but playing 162 games or close to it for since he was 19, his body's a little bit older than maybe the average 28-year-old major league player. All I'm saying is that I'm not asking Bryce Harper to totally change what he does. What I'm saying is you got to pick and choose your spots, and it's got to start with the swing. That swing is not conducive to him having long-term success. He already has problems catching up to fastballs. I mean, we've seen that. We saw that last year. He already has problems catching up to fastballs.
That might be an eyesight problem.
Well,
his eyes checked.
Get some LASIK.
Something.
Do something. But when you're Bryce Harper and you are one of the stars of the sport, and you have pitchers that are challenging him with fastballs because they're not scared of throwing him fastballs, right? Like, that's a problem. So it's time for him to change his approach. He doesn't need to be swinging out of his cleats on every swing. Like, become a better hitter. You're not hitting 45 or 50 home runs as it is. Become a better hitter. You'll hit for higher average. Become a better player. Because right now, I just kind of see an above average player and not much else. He's got to make an adjustment, Ike. That's what I'm asking. For physically, he needs to make an adjustment. But also the way he plays. I mean, he tries to do too much sometimes. And in doing that, he's diving in the third base, diving in the second base, trying to take the extra
base. That's called giving effort.
Well, it's called getting thrown out a lot of times.
It's called giving effort, though. I'm not saying every time he does it, it's the right decision, but it's a guy who cares. I'm sitting here yelling about a guy who won't shoot the freaking ball.
Bryce would shoot the ball.
Exactly. So I'm going to appreciate a guy who's going to lay it on the line. And you know what? Quite frankly, if it means I'm going to get a shorter Bryce Harper career, then that's what it has to be. You knew that when you signed him for 13 years. You'd be fortunate if he plays the majority of that contract at a level that's acceptable. That's why you don't sign those type of deals, but we did that.
Yeah.
And then that's where you are. You're not getting a guy for 13 years who's going to hit 35 home runs for 13 years. That's not happening. Out of those 13 years, you better hope you get a good 8 to 9 of those years.
His play so far has been acceptable, right? The first 2 years plus this year, it's been acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay, like barely?
It has.
Barely?
Has he not been the best player on the team the last 2 years?
He's been – last year I'm just going to throw out. He's been good.
Okay.
All right, he's been good. I would have hoped for more team success.
Well, that's not his fault. He doesn't put the team together.
He's very streaky. All I'm saying is I want to see a different Bryce Harper if he's going to stay healthy.
He doesn't pitch. He doesn't close out games when they're blowing leads every game last year.
That's Jack's boy that does that. All right, we take phone calls in the first segment at 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Bryce Harper, lower back injury. He's injured again. That savage swing that he has, the violent swing, that clearly is the reason, one of the reasons why. The shoulder. Swinging does a lot of – the way he swings does a lot to his body. Now we're starting to see that. And I don't believe it gets better with age.
No, he's not changing it, nor should he.
Jack Fritz?
What are you going to do, become a slap hitter?
No, but I think that you don't have to swing the same way every time. Again, situation, 3-1 count.
Listen, I've never stood in a batter's box and a guy standing up there facing pitches that has to swing. I'm going to trust Bryce Harper knows what he needs to do in the batter's box and swinging and hitting baseballs. And I feel a lot more comfortable with him being comfortable playing the game the way that he knows how to play the game, and don't change that up. Don't change that up. Don't change up the aggressiveness. Don't change up the diving for the balls. Don't change up any of those things. Keep doing those things. We can't have it both ways. It's not a video game. That's where we get to control how you swing, right, when you're playing MLB. Like you can control the swing. You want to bunt. You want to hit it to the left field. You want to hit it right field. Okay. But these guys are humans. They're not computers. So he only knows this one way to play, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. He brings energy to the stadium. He brings energy to the club. It's unfortunate that he's banged up right now. But, man, listen, it's a game. Every time you – listen, injuries are a big part of sports right now. We're seeing it every day. Look at the NBA. Guys are going down. You're not going to be able to nurse your way to winning and success. Right? You just got to be able to throw caution to the wind and say, what is to be is going to be. How many cliches can I throw out there?
Well, that's done well so far. At least a couple. The over-under might have to be 5.5 by the end of the show.
Jack, how are you feeling about this?
I couldn't be more frustrated.
Frustration, smustration.
Dude, because it's like, all right, when I watch Bryce now, I'm seeing Utley's career flash in front of my eyes. I'm seeing Tiger Woods' career flash in front of my eyes. I'm seeing Blake Griffin's career flash in front of my eyes. Guys that never changed and had short careers. Like, Tiger was obviously great or whatever, for whatever. But it comes down to, I care more about Bryce being on the field and helping the Phillies than I do him hitting highlight tape measure home runs that look good on SportsCenter. Like you have to be out there. Your best ability is availability. That's a cliche. Like he's got
to
get out there. And it's just
get to that one.
It's just driving me crazy that we're dealing with another back injury, this guy, when he could literally affect it by not swinging so hard.
Yeah, I don't really know if that's the reason why his back is hurt.
Well, it can't be helping it. Can't be helping it. 215-592-9494. Do you believe that Bryce Harper, he's injured again, the lower back injury's back. Do you believe he needs to change the way he plays in an attempt to stay healthier? 215-592-9494. Phone calls in the first segment starting with Dan. Dan's calling from Winfield Township. Dan, go ahead. Dan, hello.
Dun, 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 dun. Hello?
Dan!
Yeah, it's not Winfield Township. It's Central Jersey. How are you guys?
Oh, yeah.
What's up, man?
I agree with both of you. You have a very valid point. You know, he plays one way. This is how he knows. But he has to make adjustments because somebody had said this is his third year and he's going to be 3 years now without making an all-star team because he's not going to make an all-star team this year. And,
nope.
You know, those contracts never, ever work out. Look at the Giancarlo Stanton contract. Another 13-year disaster. So, and the 10-year contracts, those are all terrible for the game. You know, just terrible for the game. He's got to change, but I understand. Like, this is how he's, always played the game. So, he's in a tough spot. You know, the Phillies right now, I tell you, DeGrom's pitching for the Mets tonight. So if they lose, they're six games out. But it's going to be soon. You know, the doors are going to be closed for them soon.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Dan, we knew once they took this West Coast trip, if they didn't at least get one, which they could possibly get today, but try to win these series, they could be looking at a huge hole to climb out of. I mean, you're talking about playing the two best teams, arguably in the National League, in their buildings. You're not a very good road team.
Oh, yep.
I mean.
Yeah, this isn't rocket science that they lost the first two games in the series.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so you have another tonight. Luckily, you have Zach Wheeler going for you tonight. Your ace, but Clayton Kershaw will pitch for the Dodgers. So it doesn't get any easier tonight. And then you're going to the best team in baseball. And Gabe Kapler's San Francisco Giants after that.
Yeah.
All right, so it's not going to be easy going there either. Let's go to Alan. Alan's calling from the New Jersey Turnpike. Alan.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hi, Alan.
I have to side with Ike on this. I mean, look, he's 28 years old. He should be out there hustling, you know, get a massage at night, whatever. I mean, he's got to go full throttle. If they want to be a championship team, especially the money that he's getting, I mean, you know, he's got to be the bang for the buck, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, can you imagine if Bryce Harper was out there – in self-preservation mode. Can you imagine how this town would react to that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not swinging hard because I don't want to hurt my back. I want to make sure I'm available for everybody today. I can't die for that ball. So, you know, I got to make sure I don't get injured out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. He just has to play the way that he knows how to play.
Mm. Who's going to play in right field for you then when Bryce is injured?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because the more he plays like this.
Can Luke play right field?
Luke Williams, he can play everywhere.
He can play everywhere.
For sure.
I like him. Hey, listen, I got a quick story for you real fast, Johnny.
Uh-oh, go ahead.
So, no. My two-year-old, her favorite movie is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yep, I composed it.
Exactly. Yep. Johnny Marks, I see your name every time the movie's on.
Yeah, every time you watch that, Alan, I get royalties, so thank you very much. Yes, the composer for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is indeed Johnny Marks.
Did not know that.
Yes.
You've obviously had to deal with this before.
Yes.
You knew exactly where he was going with that.
I've seen it before, as well as the other Philadelphia sports writer, John Marks, in Philadelphia. who is a longtime 76er writer.
Oh.
Yeah. I get a lot of emails saying, like, hey.
It's a common name.
Yeah.
They spell it the same way?
J-O-N-M-A-R-K-S.
Wasn't your cousin also named Johnny Marks?
Yes. John Marks is he's a teacher in South Jersey.
Yeah, that's too
and
many.
And a listener to
you
the
can't,
station.
You can't have two of the same name in the same family.
And my dad is also John Marks.
So you're a junior.
Yes.
Your dad's a narcissist.
Well, I mean, think about naming, just think about this, because my cousin John's older than me. So my Uncle Dan names his son Jonathan after my dad. And then my dad says, well, the hell with that, I'm naming my son Jonathan.
Yeah, I told
after him.
I told Jack earlier today, anybody who names their kid after them is a narcissist. Yeah.
So the question that my family had for me was, would I name if I had a son Jonathan? The third.
Now, who do you think, took care of that.
Who do you think that irritates, what I just said? That irritates the seniors or juniors?
The seniors.
Because the junior, you don't really know if he wants to be named after you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a family name.
Would you not rather have your own name and your own identity?
Well, it's complicated because I hate having to spell my name J-O-N because everybody spells it J-O-H-N.
Yes.
Because I already have the last name that people want to do M-A-R-X, not M-A-R-K-S. So anytime that I even give
You don't have the cool last name. M-A-R-X.
Yeah. No, yeah, I can't even be a communist or a socialist, right? So I got to do the M-A-R-K-S. I got to spell it out every time you say your name to somebody on the phone or whatever. Yeah. So, Reese is a cool
name.
And
don't go with Junior. Why not the second?
Because the second would be, like, Junior is if you're named after your father with the same name.
Sure.
The second would be if I was named after my grandfather, because I couldn't be a Junior, because obviously it wasn't my father. So if I was named the same name as my grandfather, I would be the second.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think you can be the second if you're named after your father, if you choose to.
I mean, if I just go by the letter of the law, whatever Wikipedia says. Like,
if you choose to have the second after your name, because
the second's better.
Yeah, of course, it's better. It looks classier.
It's
awkward to walk around like, "Hello, I'm John Marks the second."
Right. Who's the most notable junior, second, or third out there?
Griffey.
Oh, Griffey, yeah, for sure.
Griffey Jr.
Or no, then you got the Ripkins.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, Cal.
Yeah.
Cal Senior, Cal Junior.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
People.
Thurston Howell the third.
Clayton Thurston?
No, not him. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls. Bryce Harper injured last night on a swing. It's pretty clear what he did. Fourth inning, the back was already tweaked. He swung. He will be out at least day to day. They're not saying if it's an injured list. But this is the same injury that he had last year. He's already injured his shoulder. The way he plays, like, is not conducive to long-term success or being on the field. Dial it down a little bit.
No, hell no. We don't dial it down in Philly. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, not in this city.
Not in this city.
We take jump shots.
Damn right. Oh, Bryce would be – he'd be a gunner if he was a basketball player. Like 13 for 27. 215-592-9494. Also coming up next, Joe Girardi on why he pulled Harper from the game. That's next, Marks and Reese.
Well, I noticed it on a swing, and then he swung again, and that's when we took him out. He didn't look right to me.
Yep, I agree, Joe. Good work by Joe Girardi getting him out of there and not giving him a choice. Marks and Reese, we are back. Lower back injury officially listed as day-to-day, Ike. Most likely not in the lineup tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see later on this week.
Yeah, I saw where somebody tweeted out he could play Friday.
Yeah. It's a day off on Thursday, right, Jack?
Yeah, I don't play tomorrow.
So you get the day off tomorrow, so you get 2 days to kind of get treatment and rest or whatever, but... It seems like he's one of these things where he's going to, I mean, unless you're taking extended time off, if he tweaked his back, he's one swing away from tweaking it again.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do, not swing?
Well, or you can not swing like your life depends on hitting the ball every time
but
you swing
it. It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Let's give you our Twitter question. I wonder what the people think about this. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit my friend Jim at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, and you support the home team, and you won't regret it. Visit Marks-Jewelers.com. You can schedule an appointment with a diamond expert right at Marks-Jewelers.com. The question is, does Bryce Harper need to change the way he plays and attempt to stay healthier? Yes or no? And it's pretty close. Almost a 50-50, 47 to 53. It's also not this doesn't mean that you're asking him not to dive for balls. You're not asking him not to take the extra base. Just be smart about it. Be smart about it.
Of course you want him to be smarter about it, but that doesn't mean dial it back. That means keep that mentality of being aggressive and being in that attack mode, but you just got to be a little smarter about it. It doesn't mean don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. But even with him being smarter about it, it doesn't mean he's not going to avoid injury.
No, we agree with that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, less instances of him banging himself on the ground. Or I mean, just with the swing, right? Because he's constantly toying with his stance and his swing. But the one thing that remains constant is how hard he swings the bat. Like, all right. Like, you're a power hitter. You hit 35 home runs 2 years ago, right? Like, you're a home run hitter. I get it, right? But, like, as you get older, don't you have to kind of refine what you are as a player, especially if this swing is starting to hurt you physically?
Well, he has to believe that's starting to hurt him physically. He has to believe that.
Right.
Well, he did change his throwing mechanics because he felt like it was hurting him.
Exactly. So he has to believe that.
Yeah, no, you hope he – personally, I hope he does.
Okay, then if he does, then you guys are right. I'm just telling you, I'm not going in there suggesting that. That's something that he's going to have to say as an athlete, this is what I need to do to adjust what I'm doing right now. And that's something he's going to have to feel comfortable with. He may try it out. You know, batters, they try things out to get out of slumps or what have you for a week or whatever. But normally they go back to what they're accustomed to doing. So if you think that the violent swing is going to leave when this is the way he's played his entire life, you're crazy. It's not going anywhere.
I don't disagree with that.
It's
but
not
that's,
going anywhere.
That's a mistake as far as I'm concerned. Let's go to the phones. John's calling from Phoenix, Arizona. John. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, John?
What's up, John?
I agree with Mike. And when they signed Bryce, they knew that he was that type of player. So, yeah, you get 7-8 years out of him of good hustle, I'll take that any day. I don't care about the 13-year contract that he signed. If we lose 4 years out of it and he still hits 35 home runs for 7 or 8 years, that's a hustle player. They've signed to bring energy to the team when they signed him. Nobody else played outfield.
But, I mean, he hurt himself at the end of last year when they needed him when they were in the playoff hunt, and he's already hurt again this year.
I understand. He's only 28, so getting hurt a lot with the back injuries. Back injuries are a tough thing to, dissect. But, I mean, I really don't know. I'm a little bit older. I'm 50 now. I know when I was 28, I would play through stuff like that.
Yep.
Well, he does play through it. He did last year. And Ike's almost Ike's 52, so you guys are
well close. Yeah, we're close. Yeah.
Yeah, I think his body looks more 50 than 28, Bryce Harper. And so, like, during the offseason, he changed his training regimen because of the back, and he said, okay, I need to focus more on, making sure this doesn't happen during the season. So he's already changed the way he approaches his offseason based on the back injury. Mm-hmm. Maybe now it's time to focus on what you're doing during the game and during the season for your back and your shoulder and the rest of your core. Let's go to Sean in Washington Township, New Jersey. Sean's by the pool right now, Ike. What's up, Sean?
What's up? I'm actually in the pool. I'm not by the pool.
There you go.
All right. How are you? How far up? Are you just sitting in the pool or are you doggy paddling?
I'm on a float, kind of. Sort of. I'm halfway in the water, halfway out. But anyway,
yes.
Last time I called you guys, Ike gave me a whole bunch of shit.
Whoa!
That's
Jack,
awesome.
All right.
Are we going to finish this call, or?
Let's give him a chance.
But Ike was talking about this narcissist stuff, and what happens when your ex-wife wants your first child to be named after you?
Wow.
She's your ex-wife?
Ex-wife now.
Yeah.
Was she your ex-wife then? She was your wife then, so the ex-wife is
irrelevant.
Yeah, it's irrelevant to us.
Well, he wanted us to know, though, that she's his ex now.
I'm surprised, too.
But he said that if you name your kid after
yes.
you,
so it was her idea, you're saying?
Right.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
You're a senior. You're Sean Senior.
Yes.
All right.
Well, if it was the wife's idea, you're off the hook.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Especially if it's the ex-wife. You're definitely off the hook. You got to at least let you win something, because I know you didn't win anything else. You got to at least let you have that, man.
You're right about that. I didn't win anything.
You drinking some ice juice on the float, Sean?
No, but I take it.
No, man, just stay safe. Stay safe out there.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Did you, it's pretty sunny out today. Did you properly apply sunscreen, unlike me, where I got roasted?
No, I'm Irish and pretty white, but it's kind of cloudy down here. But the water in the pool is like 85 degrees, so it feels great.
Well, there you go. All right.
85 degrees?
Are you in an above ground pool or? Or is it
in-ground? Pool.
It's an in-ground pool, it's heated. You have a heated 85. That
awesome, and it's 90 outside. Awesome. Hey, Sean, you're doing it up today, brother, on a Wednesday afternoon. I love it.
Nah, it's not heated, but, you know,
it's not all right.
Hot down here in North Carolina.
You're in North Carolina. All right.
Yeah.
All right, man. Listen, be safe out there.
How long y'all going to let this call go on?
We said he was in Washington Township, but I guess that's where he's from, and he's on vacation.
There you go.
Right now. Yeah, it's refreshing.
I had my money on above ground pool.
So did I. But the refreshing dip in an 85 degree.
It's just a nice swim.
Nothing more than that.
Yeah.
You're hot.
Like what?
Sweating from being out in the sun. Let me take a dip in an 85 degree pool.
Jumped in a pot of soup or something, bro. Man, 85 degrees. It's 90 outside. Man.
I like it closer to 75.
Yeah, man, my goodness.
That's just me.
Also, I mean, he came in hot, too.
Yeah, he did.
He came in, did come
I
in.
I mean, it wasn't even like a oops. It was like, just, you know, throw it out there.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, there's profanity in the first 30 seconds of the call. But listen, he was heated because you the narcissist comment.
Yes.
But and when you're just swimming in an 85-degree pool, you're going to be a little
it's going to make you a little loopy.
Side.
Without
a
doubt.
And the fact that he wanted to make it known that that was something that the ex-wife did.
Yes.
That's why he called.
That's why. It's like, not my fault. Don't call me a narcissist.
He wanted to make sure Ike knew.
My ex-wife made me do it. Man.
Hey, Sean, enjoy, man. Enjoy the day. He's down there listening. He's there in North Carolina?
Yeah.
We're starting to reach out to North. What's that, the third person from Carolina?
So we dominate North Carolina.
So I wish I should have, because it seems like either he moved down there or he's currently on vacation.
Right. Okay.
So
either way, he's in the pool listening to
the show. In the pool listening to Marks and Reese. Thank you.
You know, for that. It has to be on your phone or something, because it's not like you can just like have a boombox.
Yeah, he's got a
boombox.
A little dangerous to be out there floating around with the phone, right?
I don't see many good
today's phones, are they?
I don't know.
I wouldn't want to fall. All waterproof. I
wouldn't
want
to fall in the pool.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's go back to the phones. Jared's calling from Pennsburg. Hi, Jared.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Jared?
What's up, Jared?
Not too much. I just want to talk about, you know, Bryce's swing. I don't think he needs to change his play style so much, but, you know, I think it's pretty common for players to adjust as they get older to, you know, their body condition and the injuries they're prone to. So I think, you know, moving forward, he's going to have to do a little bit with his swing, and you don't need to have that crazy violent swing to hit home runs. There's a lot of players that, you know, you see them swing their bat, and it just looks like they're relaxed, and it's nice and easy, and
Griffey
the ball
Jr.
sails out of the park.
Well, let's not compare him to
the sweetest swing ever.
All-time greats, yeah. Yeah, let's not go that far. But why do you think Bryce prefers to swing the way that he does?
Well, I read a book by Ted Williams, right? And Ted Williams said, the best batters are angry. You get in the box, and you're angry. Mm-hmm. So I think he gets in there and he's angry, and he swings that bat as hard as he can because he's angry at that ball. He wants to punish it. That's what he thinks his job is.
Now what if Bryce read that same book from Ted Williams?
It's very possible he could have, or somebody could have told him that.
Isn't Ted Williams considered the greatest hitter of all time? One of them.
Yep.
Whose advice do you think he's going to stick with then?
Well, I would stick with Ted's advice, but I never got to see Ted swing a bat.
But
so
Ted also
know.
Stayed healthy, right? I don't know if Ted Williams would have been doing the same thing if he would have been missing time.
Well, no.
Ted Williams is a very, very smart baseball player, mm-hmm. you know, when it comes down to it. And what I think his success as a batter was more that he studied every pitcher that he was going to face. And he stood in that box and had a really good idea of whether or not they were going to throw a changeup or a fastball or where they were going to locate their pitch. from pitch to pitch. And something I think is lost in the game today is these guys actually, you know, being students of the game and knowing their pitchers when they face them.
Now, see, that, Jared, I can get on board with. Because what you're basically saying is he has to be a better hitter in the box. Forget about the swing. Because even if Ted Williams swung as violently as Bryce Harper and had the success, the point is that all the violent swings didn't cause a back injury to him.
Right.
So that goes along with me saying, I don't know if this is necessarily the reason why he's having back issues. I don't know that. I can say he's not hitting the ball because he can't see the damn ball. I think he needs some type of vision corrected. I'm serious. I mean, you get fastballs thrown by him like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with a violent swing.
Well, or
he doesn't see the ball.
Or that he's not getting the bat around fast enough because he's taking so long trying to swing so hard. I don't know. I mean, as far as what is...
Well, get a lighter bat then.
But maybe you should. Well, the point to... Where it's being a better student as a hitter, I think, as far as what he's talking about with the entire league, I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
It is. Knowing pitchers' tendencies and what you're likely to see there and really studying. I don't know exactly what these guys do. I don't think Bryce is a big-time film studier when he gets up there or before he goes in. I know some players used to go into the clubhouse and watch tape on what was going on. Or watch video of the pitcher and say, all right, like, I can expect this. Maybe I can expect that. Here's a 1-2 count. Here's what he's done a couple times. Bryce just seems like he wants to go up there and hit the ball as hard as he can.
Yeah, and I like it.
It's not working, though.
Yeah, it's not working. Doesn't mean I don't like the mentality.
All right. Let's go to the...
I mean, it's like somebody saying, I'm going up there to, you know, to shoot. You're trying to score 40 every night. Yeah, I know you're not going to score 40 every night, but I like the fact that you actually shoot the ball trying to score 40 every night versus, you know what? Doesn't matter if we score tonight. You know what? It's not my job to drive in runs. It's not my job to be the leader and lead by example and play hard. No, I'll let somebody else do it. No, I like the fact that Bryce does it. And if it results in... You know what? Some missed games here or there. Does anybody ever regret the way Chase Utley played? I don't ever hear anybody say that. When I used to say this as a counter argument to Chase Utley missing games because he has to run 1,000 miles per hour to first base even when he walks, like gets a walk, everybody, oh, that's the way he plays, and if that's the way it's going to be, then so what? I'll take that every day. Exactly. You'll take Chase Utley's hard play, the way that he runs out everything, even though some guys, J-Roe, well, self-preservation. You hit a ball to second base. What's the point of me running 100 miles per hour over there, right? But that didn't matter to Chase. He was running 100 miles per hour down there, and we loved him for it, right? We loved him for it, even though it meant he was going to miss some games due to the wear and tear on the body. How many pitches did he take? I mean, did he get hit by?
A lot.
Yeah, we loved that, though, didn't we? Yeah, jump in front of that pitch, Chase. Plays hard. That's Bryce. And that's what we want. That's what we want. Don't make me keep bringing up the other guy that's playing across the street tonight, because really that's why I'm going hard.
Ben?
Bryce, yeah. Because I'm irritated by that.
Can Bryce play point guard?
Yeah. that's what I'm saying. We got one athlete who we're trying to push to be aggressive. Like, dude, we need more. We need you to do more. And now I'm all of a sudden take the guy who's ultra aggressive and say, hey, man, dial it back a little bit. Just relax. Dial it back. No.
Yes.
No, he's a Philly guy, and that's how Philly guys play.
Is Ben a Philly guy?
Listen, let me just say.
He's a great defensive player.
I'm not saying he's not a Philly guy. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is he's keeping that application right on the desk.
Joel Embiid, Philly guy.
Philly guy, without a doubt.
Well, Harper and Embiid kind of play the same
yes.
way. I mean, the Washington, yes. I mean, when Embiid tore his meniscus,
yes.
it's kind of what we're talking about with Bryce.
Yes.
And it's going to end up limiting Embiid's career. We're going to be
right.
robbed of greatness.
And here's the other thing. If this happens again next year with Embiid, we're going to have the same conversations of saying, don't be running the fast break like that. I get it that you can finish at the basket, but like
sure.
you're getting hurt doing it, right? Like
mm-hmm.
like Jack's cliche, the best ability is availability. Yeah, I mean.
You can't make the club in the tub. I mean.
But as far as Ben being a Philly guy.
Yes, he's a Philly guy. Let's not start this.
Hey, Jackass.
Yes, he's a Philly guy. That doesn't mean he can't have his application revoked, though.
Or he's under review currently.
Right, yeah.
Let's go to the OG Wade in Chester. OG Wade, how are you?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today, man?
Wade, how are you, buddy?
What's up, OG?
Hey, man, listen, man, I would love for y'all to play that damn song when we first found that breaking news when we got, hey, yo, I'd like to fall out my damn truck, man. That celebration.
Celebration.
We're going to the, oh, boy, we had them in the World Series, man. And now play that joint today. Give me a playback right now. Hey, yo.
No.
Hey, listen, this Joker. He ain't that damn good hurt. We ain't no better with him healthy. So it really don't even, to me, what if I was him, what I would be doing, I go back to the drawing table and see what it is that I got to do to get better. Because he's right in that area of, like, not mediocre, but he's good. You know what I'm saying?
Above average.
And that's not what we, you know, that's not what I don't believe he went for himself. You know what I'm saying? So he needs to put them little funny socks and cleats away and focus on the game, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that's just the, you know, the fact there. But with Ben Simmons, if you look at Ben Simmons, Ben Simmons has never said that he loved being in Philly. Never said he loved being a Sixer. I think Ben Simmons is trying to get traded to L.A. He want to be a movie star.
Nah.
Or a porn star, whatever you want to do. He want to do one of them things. You know what I'm saying?
What?
He damn sure don't want to be no ball player in Philadelphia. I can guarantee you that. He don't like the city, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
The pressure of the city would have made Ben change his game. You know that, Ike. You know what I mean? All
yes.
the players that
yep.
he really pounded,
yep.
they all changed their game and got better or got, you know, whatever.
Yep.
He ain't even thinking about it. It's like, whatever. What y'all going to do?
Well, you know what the funny thing is, though, Wade. If this playoff series, forget about just this series, but even the next series don't go well for him, I think they may consider moving him this offseason. Really, I think they would consider trading him.
I'm gonna go back to what you said a couple of weeks ago. The reason why Ben Simmons ain't even being thought about being traded is because he puts asses in them seats.
Yeah,
and that matters.
And when that change up, Ben's ass, he'll be on 95. I guarantee you that.
All right, OG Wade, thank you.
Well, Dame Lillard will put people in the seats.
Yeah,
he sure will.
It won't be.
I don't think they're gonna have a problem with that.
There won't be a problem selling tickets, even if Ben was just not here. Obviously,
well, they're not gonna
get something for.
Yeah, they're gonna give him up for a name.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you could have problems just giving him away for. Some offensive player that isn't an all-star or what have you. That
two
can,
good players as opposed to a name.
Well, the thing is when you if you decide to trade a Ben Simmons, you're going to make a portion of your fan base mad. You just are. So you had better be doing something that's going to make them happy in return. So bringing back a lesser-name guy, somebody that isn't a star player, you could get. It's not like the Eagles, right? Like the Eagles, they're going to sell out regardless.
Right.
Right? The league is going to sell out regardless. Basketball can be fickle sometimes, and you need stars to sell out basketball arenas.
Mm-hmm.
Else we're not coming.
No, I mean, we've seen that in the city.
Yeah, we've seen that, exactly.
We have. But I think Embiid, as far as the box office, is more than enough.
But
yeah.
Then what happens if he gets injured? Because you got to realize, that's the one thing Ben has. He's available. So you want to bring in somebody who also sells tickets in case something happens with Joel Embiid.
They don't want to trade Ben Simmons just to get a Rocco and another starter, right?
No.
I think we both agree with that.
No, but Dame Lillard would be acceptable. Even the Ben Ablers would be okay with that.
I would hope so. Man. Yeah, that would be that's I mean, you win you're a title. You're the
man, the favorite.
You're the favorite
right there with
the Nets.
With the Nets.
Yep. That'd be amazing. 215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese. Let's get Matt and Ridley in here real fast. Matt, go ahead.
Yo, boys, what's going on today?
What's up, Matt?
So, I mean, you guys are both right to a point. He can hustle like Chase, but even Chase adjusted his swing down 0-2, 1-2. That's, I think, the point most people are trying to get at. You can't swing from your heels on an 0-2 pitch. So,
Chase wasn't a power hitter, though, was he?
Oh, Chase had plenty of power. What do you mean?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but that wasn't his thing. He's a contact guy. He's a hit for average.
Doubles.
Like, yeah, that's what he does. So it's easier for Chase Utley to adjust his swing than a guy like Bryce Harper, who's never been a guy who's really batting for average.
Well, I mean, haven't you seen him, like, hit balls out to left field when they're playing the shift? And he kind of, like, pokes it out there.
So, yeah, we've seen him do that.
Yep.
Right, he does adjust his swing. But, no, he can flat-out hustle all the time. He doesn't have to really change his play style, just his approach to the at bat every now and again. Now, I don't think he really needs to change. He's he's fine the way he is. Let him be. Just know the count, basically.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I got you. But I'm glad. You don't want him to change his play style, though. You want him to play the same way.
No, absolutely not.
Yes.
Hustle. No. It doesn't take talent to hustle. Everybody knows that. So he needs to run as fast as he can, hustle all the time, dive for balls. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
And he's playing the game the right way.
All right. Well, I mean, Matt, no one's asking him to loaf down the first base. But I need him to every time try to make something out of a single. I'm going to try to go for two, get thrown out most of the time.
Is that six cliches in the first hour, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of them.
That's a lot.
It's been a big cliche first hour.
It is.
Can we top it in an hour or two, you think?
We're going to try with Larry Anderson coming up next.
Well, he's not a cliche guy.
He's not, no.
He's a Philly guy. But a cliche guy.
But
anything but a cliche guy.
He knows a hell of a lot about the Phillies, and he'll join us to discuss. We'll talk about Bryce Harper. Also, this whole thing that's going on with Major League Baseball, where they're going to be suspending players with pay pitchers for 10 days. So think about it. You get a paid vacation for
cheating.
Yeah. Go out there and cheat. Make it obvious you get a 10-day paid vacation. I'm sure LA would have done that back in the day.
Sure, Jack. Great job you guys are doing.
215-592-9494.
Everything's fine.
What does LA think about Bryce? Does he think he needs to change that swing? And we'll get his opinion on the crackdown on sticky substances on the baseball. Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Back with Larry Anderson and your chance to win $1,000 next.
Hey, looking for a new Acura? Then you have to visit my friends down at Elite Acura in Maple Shade. Now, I just picked up a brand new 2022 MDX, and I can't believe I didn't get this thing sooner. The entire dealership experience was great from start to finish. My man Mike over there actually took care of me and my wife, Renee. I mean, great job over there. Great job, customer service they do over there. Now, Elite Acura makes the process easy and stress-free for you. And if you're looking to trade, they'll buy your car on the spot. Any make, model, or year, they'll give you the top dollar for your trade. Like in the market for a new Acura, now's the best time to shop for one. Hurry in. Save on their exceptional TLX selection. It's one of the best you'll find anywhere. Right now, lease a new 2021 TLX front-wheel drive for just $369 a month. Now's your chance to experience the most luxurious TLX packed with some exceptional features. Experience the difference an exceptionally priced Acura can make only at Elite Acura, home of the Elite Advantage. Make sure you visit them on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Look for the billboard or shop online 24/7 at EliteAcura.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.